right through the sound. That old alarm clock's ringing, I gotta get out of bed. My girlfriend called me, kicked me in the head. She says you gotta get up, you gotta go to work. I don't feel so excited, back as I feel like a jerk. She said, let me sleep, let me sleep in the morning. All night long. Let me sleep. Let me sleep without warning. Let me sleep. Let me sleep right through the song. Let me sleep, baby. Let me sleep, baby. Let
kiss. It piques my desire. Until you fall back into my arms, I'll drown in your fire. I'm a fool for you, baby.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. Today is Sunday, January the 13th, 2018, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, January 13th, 2018. 19 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything is regarding sports is a topic that we'll talk about. Love to hear what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:16 here on WMFO in Medford. 17 chilly degrees outside our studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. We'll be bringing that weather update sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Okay, let's go to men's college basketball. Duke 80, Florida State 78, Tennessee 78, Florida 67. Virginia 63, Clemson 43, Gonzaga 96, San Francisco 83, Kansas 73, Baylor 68, Texas Tech 68, Texas 62, Nevada 74, Fresno State 64, Auburn 93, Georgia 78. Upset. Unranked Louisville defeated North Carolina, ranked number 13, 83-62. Upset. Mississippi, unranked, defeated Mississippi State, ranked number 14, 81-77. North Carolina State 86, Pittsburgh 80. Upset, unranked Iowa defeated Ohio State, ranked number 16, 72-62. Houston, 79. Wichita State, 70. Kentucky, 56. Vanderbilt, 47. Buffalo, 88. Miami of Ohio, 64. Upset. Unranked Kansas State defeated Iowa State, who was ranked number 25, 58-57. Marquette, 70. Seton Hall, 66. Oklahoma, 76. TCU, 74. And an upset. Unranked DePaul defeated St. John's, ranked number 24, 79-71. In ladies basketball, college basketball yesterday, Baylor 79, TCU 55, Maryland 83, Michigan 69, Texas 64, Iowa State 62, Gonzaga 97, and Portland 71. That was it in the top 25 for ladies college basketball yesterday.
Bye. Steve Largent, President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association.
These days, drivers face all kinds of distractions.
Station.
Welcome to Wonder Burger. Can I take your order, please?
I'll have a double cheeseburger, a large...
Come on now, boys. You're going to have to settle down. It's really hard to concentrate with you fighting like that.
Before your wireless phone becomes a distraction, stop. Drive safely. Never take notes or look up phone numbers while you drive. In bad traffic or weather, save your call for later. Dial sensibly and use a hands-free device.
Sorry, it's really bad out. I've got to hang up.
You know, your wireless phone can be your best safety tool to call for help, stop a crime, or help someone in need. However you use it, remember, with wireless, safety is your call.
The wireless industry reminds you to drive safely. For more information, visit www.wirelesssafety.org.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:25 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the National Hockey League yesterday. Okay, New Jersey 3 and the Flyers 2, Rangers 2 and the Islanders 1, Lightning 5 and the Sabres 3, the Bruins 3 and the Maple Leafs 2, the Blue Jackets 2 and the Capitals 1, Canadiens 3 and Avalanche zip, the Golden Knights 4 and the Blackhawks 3, the Red Wings 5 and the Wild 2, the Coyotes 3 and the Oilers 2, the Blues 3 and the Stars 1. The Kings 5 and the Penguins 2. And the Sharks 4 and the Senators 1. In that Bruins game, at 18:21 of the first period, David Krejci got his ninth goal of the year with assists from Kirilli and Chara. Bruins 1. And the Maple Leafs zip. In the second period, Andreas Johnsson got his 10th goal of the year with assists from Kapanen and Matthews, tying the score at 1 apiece. And at 9:36 of the second period, Mitch Marner got his 17th goal of the year on a power play with assists from Kadri and Kapanen, 2-1 Maple Leafs over the Bruins. At 14:47, however, Sean Kirilli got his 5th goal of the year with assists from Wagner and Asiari that tied the score at 2 apiece. And in 19:45 of that same second period, David Pastrnak got his 26th goal of the year with assists from Kirilli. Final score, the Bruins 3 and the Maple Leafs 2. No scoring in that third period. Tuukka Rask had 30 saves for the Bruins. Hutchinson had 26 saves for the Maple Leafs. And let's see what the Bruins have done as far as possibly moving up in the schedule, in the standings, rather. Let's see if I can get all my information here. Hello, hello, hello. Information, where are you? Aha, here we are. Let's see. The Bruins now have 56 points. And they are two games behind Toronto. Two points behind Toronto. Tampa Bay Lightning. They are still in first place as they won yesterday. They have 72 points. In the Metropolitan Division, the Washington Capitals lead the Pittsburgh Penguins by 6 points. Columbus is in third place, and the Islanders are in fourth place. Out west, in the Central Division, Winnipeg and Nashville are in a flat-footed tie for first place, followed by Dallas and Colorado and Minnesota. In the Pacific Division, Calgary, the Flames are in first place with a 1-point lead over the Sharks. Followed by Vegas, the Golden Knights are still doing their thing out there. Interesting for the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Usually, when a new team comes in, they pick up players from other teams. They don't get together at the top of the division for quite a while. But the Golden Knights, they had an awesome year last year, and they aren't doing that badly this year either. Okay, 429 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm host Donald Brown. This is the Sunday. Yes, it is Sunday. January 13th, 2019 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. I'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, a little computer problem here, but got it resolved. Okay, 4:30 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Regarding the Bruins, I think they're, you know, slowly starting to gel into a pretty good team. They've overcome a lot of injuries, a lot of new players, young players as well. Some of them in their first or second year in the league. And along with the veterans, seem to be putting it together. Had a slow start, but still they are in third place and moving up the ladder, so to speak. Don't know if they have enough to catch Tampa Bay, who seems to be running away with it. And recently the Bruins lost, I think, what's it, someone like the 14th straight game to the Washington Capitals. Yuck. Washington Capitals are the world champion, so therefore, if we are going to gauge our potential progress, we've got to gauge how we're playing against the best teams in the league. And right now, hey, let's just settle for the fact that we are improved and seem to be continually improving. I guess this could say the same thing about the Boston Celtics. A lot of young players, some veterans, and based upon how they played last year, everybody thought that this was going to be a runaway championship year. Still could be. But right now, they're having problems gelling. And they're also having problems getting along with each other. If you hadn't heard, Jaylen Brown and Marcus Morris went at it in a game where Morris called out Brown for not getting back on defense. So anyway, we'll see how that works out. Hopefully it'll work out for the best. And they'll get their act together. You know, we'll see some playoff basketball around here. And maybe playoff hockey as well. Okay, 4:32 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, January the 13th, 2019. I got it right this time. 2019. Edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest. A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
And also your friends here at Sounds of Praise and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:40 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. National Basketball Association. Pistons 109 and the Clippers 104. The Heat 112 and the Grizzlies 108. The Magic 105 and the Celtics 103. Timberwolves 110 and the Pelicans 106. Thunder 122 and the Spurs 112. Suns 102 and the Nuggets 93. The Jazz 110 and the Bulls 102. And the Kings 104 and the Hornets 97. In that Celtics game, Marcus Morris got 17 points, 8 rebounds, and 1 assist. Tatum got 16 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. Horford, 10 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals, and a block. Irving, 25 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Marcus Smart, 10 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Theis got 4 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Haywood, 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Williams, no points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. And Brown got 13 points and 4 rebounds. As you heard, after the Celtics' last loss to the Miami Heat, that there was a little altercation during the game between Marcus Morris and Jaylen Brown, which is not good. But here, on the other hand, hopefully, all things got aired out. And the boys are back together playing hard against the other team. Not play hard against your team, hopefully. But anyway, the Celtics right now, what can I say? They're like an up-and-down team. They have their moments. Then they have other times when, they aren't doing as well. They haven't been doing well on back-to-back games when the second game is on the road. And now we have a two-game losing streak. And Toronto and Philadelphia have been having their problems, but we haven't been able to gain any ground, I guess, primarily because of the fact that we have not been able to put... we put one long streak together, 8 games in a row. And then we, win a couple of losses and win one here and lose one there. So, what can I say? We got to get our act together. I got to play some solid basketball over the course of time. Like, you don't want to put all the blame on, I don't know about the Brown and Morris situation. Didn't see that game. But Haywood has been giving us, you could say he's been teasing us. He's been getting 30-point games and then 8-point games. And that's not really going to make it. We need him to him and Brown to consistently come off the bench and provide the normal scoring output. Right now, we are still in third place. We're 6 games behind Toronto and a game behind Philadelphia. In the Central Division, Milwaukee leads Indiana. In the Southeast, Miami, Charlotte, and Washington, along with Orlando, are hanging right in there. In the Western Conference is Golden State by a bit over the LA Clippers, followed by the Lakers. And I understand LeBron's coming back shortly. And the Sacramento Kings, that's not good for us. We want the Sacramento Kings to do as poorly as possible. Because we have their pick. That's the reason for that. In the Southwest Division, Houston and San Antonio have been really battling it out. I think they're in a virtual tie. Followed by New Orleans and Dallas and Memphis all hanging in there. And up north, in the Northwest, Denver have been playing really well. But they have they lost last night. Oklahoma City, they won, so they're 2.5 games behind. Followed by Portland, Utah, and Minnesota. What can I say? I don't have anything to say as far as how can we resolve this in and out, up and down situation as far as the Celtics are concerned. We've had injuries, but I don't think injuries have been the major cause of the situation right now. Although I guess some teams have been banging us up on the inside because of the fact that we don't have Baines. Didn't have Baines and Williams for a while. But now we got Williams back. He didn't play a lot last night. But, hey, we'll see if we can get things turned around. It's 4:45 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, and you're listening to WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. Okay, I'll be back. Okay, 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. As you know, I have been in this big battle with my son, Scott, and his son, Kyle, my grandson, and our good friends, Bill and Kenny. And at the end of the regular season, I had a commanding lead, but I think I was 4 games up on Scott. Let me pull out all my stats here. Yes. Where are we here? Wrong page. Yeah, I was 160-94 at the end of the regular season. Scott was 157-97, 3 games back. Bill was in third place, 150-104. Kenny in fourth place, 144-110. Kyle bringing up the rear, 141-113. Then the playoffs began. And we had an unusual thing happen. I went into the playoff round, the first round of the playoffs, wild card round, I guess what you want to call it, and I didn't get a single win. 0-4. 0-4. I think that first time in our illustrious history that someone went 0-4 doing the playoffs. And it had to be me. Why me? But hopefully this is going to be a bounce back week. So, as you know, there were two games yesterday. And I had the Chiefs over the Colts. Last week in the first half, Luck wasn't touched by the Texans, but then got shut out in the second half. They need offense for the whole game to beat the Chiefs, and it didn't happen. Final score, the Chiefs 31 and the Colts 13. So Colts are out, and the Patriots, if we win, we go to Kansas City next week. And if it wasn't for that miracle in Miami, if you want to call it that. A messed up miracle in Miami. The Chiefs would be coming here. But, hey, we'll see what happens. We got to win today before we worry about the Chiefs. Okay. Where else am I here? And the Rams. I had the Rams over the Cowboys. If I was going to pick an upset this week, it would be this game. But perhaps the Rams defense will show up. And I can't say they showed up, but they did a good enough job as the Rams won 30-22 over the Cowboys. So, we'll see if it's the Saints or if it's the Eagles who go there. If it's the Saints, the Rams will go to New Orleans. Okay, so there you go. I got the Patriots over the Chargers today. I can't believe that five of the writers in the Globe are picking the Chargers. If the Ravens and Jackson didn't have playoff jitters last week, the Chargers would be watching it on TV this week. Yeah, the Ravens gave that game away with all the fumbles and everything else that they did. But I would rather game plan for Phillip Rivers as opposed to Lamar Jackson, who not only can throw but has his legs. And I think if we can put consistent pressure on Rivers, he's gonzo. And I have the Saints over the Eagles. The Eagles D should keep it close, but you got to like Breeze over Foles. So we'll see what happens in today's games in the National Football League. Okay, 4:53 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Oh, another good thing about the Patriots, everybody is virtually healthy. I think Wise had an ankle problem, but other than that, everybody seems healthy, so we have no excuses. Oh, and these are Bill's picks for this week. He had the Colts, so we went down on that one. He had the Rams, so we were even on that one. He got the Chargers, so the Patriots win. I go up two more on him. And he had the Saints. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Kenny, he had the Colts. He went down on that one. He had the Saints. They play today. He had the Rams. He went up on that one. And he had the Patriots. I don't have Kyle and Scott's picks, I don't think. But anyway, it's coming down to, you know, a very interesting final part of the year. And we're going to see, I think, some interesting games. Hopefully the Patriots can put it all together. Allegedly, the Chargers linebackers are the weak spot in their defense. And Rivers has been known, like I said, if we can pressure him to do some crazy things with the football. And so, therefore, I'm going Patriots big time. If we don't win by two touchdowns, I would be surprised. But as long as we win, doesn't really matter. Okay, 4:55 here on WMFO in Medford. Big news in Boston. If you're a Red Sox fan, the Red Sox signed the Mookie Betts to a $20 million contract. Now, they say that's a big contract for Mookie Betts. It probably is a big contract for Mookie Betts, considering what he was making, $11 million last year. And I don't know how they could possibly come in with a figure under whatever he was looking for. So anyway, congratulations to Mookie Betts on his big time $20 million contract. When you figure there are other players who are making more than he is, David Price, Rick Porcello, JD Martinez, you know, are all making more than Mookie is. Mookie is content to go on a 1-to-1 year basis until he gets to the point where he's at free agency. It's interesting. Harper has not signed after turning down $30 million from Washington. And Manny Machado doesn't look like the Yankees are going to. The Yankees have got Tulowitzki, and they just signed LeMahieu. And they've got their other players out, the young players out there. And your shortstop from last year is coming back should be coming back by the middle of the season, sometime around the All-Star break. So Machado's on the outside looking in. Supposedly the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Phillies are potential pickups, but he might have shot himself in the foot by saying during the playoffs with the Dodgers that he can't see himself hustling all the time. All the time. That kind of money? I can't understand that. But anyway, you got to do more than... supposedly he's a better third baseman than he is shortstop, and he wants to play shortstop. So we'll see what happens. If anybody gives him that kind of money, and the fact that Harper has not signed with anybody, meaning people, hey, you know, hey, show me what you got. If Harper's worth $30 million, Mookie Betts should get $40 million based upon being MVP, gold glove, batting leader in the American League. Harper hasn't come anywhere near those numbers during his career. And Mookie's done it almost, what, 2 out of 3 years, so... Congratulations to the Red Sox and Mookie Betts. And so far, what I understand, none of the Red Sox players had to go to arbitration. So, well, I guess we're sitting pretty good. Okay, 4:58 here on WMFO in Medford. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports. And love to get you involved in some sports conversation. And to do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way in a few minutes. We are back with another edition of new music, top hits, and more of my all-time favorites. So you stay tuned for that. So until next time, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again here on another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, coming your way over WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.